All right. Eastern Sierra now. This is Jesse Steele. We are running a little behind today. Had a lot of stuff to do. So let's crank this out. Well, this is the first time I've had breaking news. I already recorded the entire newscast, was ready to go, and then this happened. So I had to figure out how to edit this in. So if you hear any weird little blips or something that sounds like I'm a robot and I'm not making my sentences correct, it's because it was just a weird little edit because I had to fit this thing in. So here is what's going on. This comes from Jennifer Wildman, who is the superintendent of schools for Mammoth Unified School District. January 7th, 2022, urgent notice. Dear parents and students, this morning, MUSD met with local public health officials and the California Department of Public Health to discuss the rapidly increasing COVID cases in MUSD. Student and staff COVID cases have doubled in 1 week. We have had nearly 3 positive cases an hour during each school day this week. We have several small outbreaks with classes that have 3 or more positive COVID cases. Husky Club has also had 7 positive cases with exposure to other students. 23% of our students have been absent every day since Tuesday. 19% of our staff has been out this week. We are lucky to have a strong, collaborative relationship with our local public health department to support our school district and the community. The CDPH provided us with much needed information this morning. Mono County currently has the number one highest COVID rates in the state. Rates are so high that the National Guard has been dispatched to Mammoth to help support COVID testing. Hospitals in Mammoth and Bishop are impacted with COVID cases. Models show that COVID positivity rate in Mono County are predicted to climb for at least 2 weeks and then will hopefully begin to decrease. After serious consideration and guidance from local and state public health officials, we have come to the conclusion that we need to take action for the health and safety of our students. And yes, here it comes, parents. For this reason, a public health order will be issued saying Mammoth Unified School District will be temporarily closed from Monday, January 10th to Friday, January 28th. We will return to school on Monday, January 31st. We all dreaded it. I don't even have kids and I dreaded it. So here it is, but it sounds like it is absolutely necessary because it is going crazy up there. Please see your child's school plan for remote learning, which will be issued by next Monday afternoon. In general, asynchronous learning only will occur on Monday, January 10th. A full program of remote learning on Zoom will begin Tuesday, January 11th. Our remote learning program will likely look like what we did for a week back in September. Principals and teachers need Monday to plan and implement the remote learning program starting on Tuesday. Look for an announcement from your school on Monday afternoon. All school-related activities are canceled in order to avoid further transmission of COVID. No athletics, no school events or meetings, except on Zoom. No school programs of any kind can be met in person at this time. Husky Club is closed and will also go remote during this time. Lunch distribution, students and parents can pick up meals at the MHS MPR or at the front of MES for 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. every school day. iPads and hotspots may be distributed as needed on Monday. Please communicate your technology needs to your school. Students and staff are highly urged to avoid all public gatherings and exposure to others within Mono County, especially indoors. Please stay home and wear your mask if you have to go out into the community. This has obviously been an extremely hard decision, and it's not what we wanted to see this week. However, we believe it is the right thing to do for the health of our students and staff. Please know that this school closure is only temporary. We know that the next 3 weeks will be filled with hard work and determination to help keep our kids motivated and engaged. We appreciate your patience, understanding, and support as we move forward together. Remember that Monday will be an asynchronous learning day. Students should use their iPads or Chromebooks to access Google Classroom and technology-based programs like Edgenuity, Excelius, or Imagine Learning. Look for announcements from each school on Monday for specific instructions about remote learning. Thank you. Jennifer Wildman, Superintendent. So that sucks. There we go. But it is what it is. So get ready for that. So again, Monday, things will be going the way it's going to go. Tuesday, you should have a plan implemented for your kids for the next 2 weeks. And back to the previously recorded news. So, Inyo County Public Health updated guidelines for positive COVID-19 cases. So, January 7th, 2022, following a rapid rise in positive COVID-19 cases, Inyo County Public Health is urging residents and visitors to follow proper guidance and protocols upon receiving a positive COVID-19 test result to help mitigate further spread. The dramatic increase in positive COVID-19 cases is impacting the public health contact tracing team's ability to provide timely contact tracing services and issuance of isolation and quarantine order letters. Moving forward, Inyo County Public Health will not be issuing letters to individuals. It is important that the infected individuals adhere to the following guidance to help mitigate further spread. Number one, stay home and isolate. Everyone, regardless of vaccination status, previous infection, or lack of symptoms, isolate for 5 days. Isolation can end after day 5. If symptoms are not present and a diagnostic test specimen is collected on day 5 or later and the result is negative. If released after day 5, the individual must wear a mask for an additional 5 days. If symptoms are not resolving, continue to isolate until symptoms are resolving or until day 10. If fever is present, isolation should be continued until fever resolves. If unable to test or choosing not to test and symptoms are not present or are resolving, isolation can end after day 10. Number 2. Notify all individuals that you have been in close contact with over the prior week before testing positive, including any indoor setting, with or without masks, and in close proximity, 6 feet or less. Encourage them to test for COVID-19 infection. Number 3, severe symptoms. If you're experiencing severe symptoms, such as shortness of breath, or if your symptoms do not improve, contact your medical provider or report to the nearest emergency room. The Public Health COVID-19 Contact Tracing Team will continue to provide contact tracing services as quickly as possible, but residents are encouraged to follow the guidance outlined above until they are contacted. So that's that. Everybody just be safe. If you think you're sick, stay away from everybody. That's just advice that everybody should have. So here's some good news written by our very own Ella Boehm. Drought levels in California, and especially in Inyo and Mono counties, have been in the exceptional drought stage for months. We've gotten used to skiing and snowboarding with patches of dirt around the run, swimming in an ankle-deep canal in summer, and seeing not even the smallest patch of snow in the mountains. However, fingers crossed, as we start 2022, things are looking up drought-wise. In less than a month, during the month of December, large portions of California, including Inyo and Mono counties, went up at least one level on the drought scale. Now, only a very small portion of our state still remains in the exceptional drought category. While we still fall under the extreme drought category, NOAA's 3-month precipitation outlook for January, February, March 2022 currently shows Mono and some of Inyo County at normal levels. While some of Inyo County is predicted at 33 to 40% below normal, it isn't pulling us out of the drought completely. But after 2020 and 2021, California's driest years in a century, it's certainly a good thing. Recent snowpack has even broken records in some areas. Yosemite National Park recorded 154 new inches of snow through December 29th, making it Yosemite's snowiest winter in over 40 years and breaking the previous record of 143 inches in 1996. Donner Pass also recorded its snowiest December on record, 214 inches, which is more than 17 feet. Overall, we are off to a great start for a water year. The National Weather Service has stated that just this far into 2022, many locations in California have already exceeded last year's total precipitation levels at roughly 160% of average for this time of year. Even in Southern California, Los Angeles broke their 85-year-old daily rainfall record with 2.34 inches of rain on December 30th. This level of rainfall and snowpack would need to continue consistently for the West drought to even begin to be over, and we're not sure that will be the case. However, this surplus of water wasn't fully expected by weather predictions, so there is still hope for our water levels in the months to come. Thank you for all that research there, Ella. That is very good information and very good to know. I think we're all pretty happy about that. I heard something somewhere. There was a statistic and an idea that if you were to run a pipeline from the Mississippi River to California and dump it into the, was it the San Joaquin or Colorado River? One of the, somewhere where it's going to get into California and be usable for like LA and San Diego and all that. It would take 16 power plants, I believe, along the way. So it's not really that many. It would create that many jobs, and it would only take, I think they said, 2% of the water out of the Mississippi. So it wouldn't even affect the Mississippi as far as the water coming through. And it would completely 100% solve all of the water issues in the state of California, all of the farming, all of everything. Why aren't we doing that? I mean, it seems crazy. Oh, yeah, we're going to run a pipeline from Mississippi. But, hey, we ran a pipeline from the Owens Valley to L.A. It's a good part of the distance. You know what I mean? You could do the same thing. And especially with today's technology, it creates jobs. I mean, that might be something people should be seriously considering, because the West is always having problems with water. So if we could be dumping water from places where there isn't problems with water into the people that have, well, hey, that kind of makes everybody happy, right? Plus, then you could... California and everybody in between that's using the water would have to pay either the state of Mississippi or Missouri or wherever they're going, you know, all the way up to Illinois, I suppose. They could be using paying them taxes on it. I mean, this is a really good idea. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. But anyway, it seems outlandish is why I think people don't take it seriously. But truth is, it's a good idea. And I know because I'm a professional. What else we got going on here? Up next, we have our favorite Emily Bryant with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, giving us their latest 5 and 5.
Welcome to the 5 and 5, a weekly report on the latest in tourism news. 1. On December 19th, 2021, our region celebrated the first commercial flights into the Eastern Sierra Regional Airport in Bishop. The event included partners from the FAA, Mammoth Mountain, Inyo County, the City of Bishop, and more, and was capped off with a champagne toast. For more information on flying to and from Mammoth Lakes, go to visitmammoth.com/flying. 2. The Mammoth Lakes 2022 Official Visitor's Guide is out in the market. This year's guide features a new trimmed-down design that focuses on pushing guests to visitmammoth.com and saving paper. With photography at the forefront of the design, the new guide aims to inspire guests to dive into planning a trip using QR codes that lead to key pages for the planning process. Reach out to info@visitmammoth.com to request hard copies of the guide or for a link to include the digital version of the visitor's guide on your website or in guest communications. 3. The Mammoth Lakes Tourism Board of Directors met this week for its regularly scheduled monthly meeting. Discussion topics included air service, the crib program, and more. If you are unable to tune in, you can watch the recording at townofmammothlakes.ca.gov. 4. Following a rapid rise in COVID-19 infection, coupled with an influx of visitors and tourists, Mono County Public Health and Mammoth Hospital's outpatient clinics and emergency room services are experiencing a surge in COVID-related healthcare needs and a lack of resources to accommodate that demand. During this time, Mono County Public Health is urging residents and visitors to pre-register for COVID-19 testing clinics in an effort to avoid long lines, often in inclement weather conditions. For more information, please go to coronavirus.monocounty.ca.gov. 5. United Air Service into Bishop was recently highlighted in Holidays with Kids, Australia's leading family travel and lifestyle magazine. The article was titled Escape into Winter. The publication has a readership of over 200,000, and the article has a value of approximately $12,000. Have questions or looking for further information? Contact Laura Kaler at lkaylor@visitmammoth.com.
Mammoth Lakes.
Thank you for that, Emily. And speaking of the airport, it seems like Bishop is going to grow a lot. Am I right? I'm calling it now. I think Bishop is going to start to grow and grow and grow, because lately, in my dad's words, Main Street has been looking like a jack-o'-lantern. Here's a business, and then here's two missing teeth, and then here's a business and two missing teeth. So I think it's going to pick up quite a bit, because if people can fly in, that means hotels, that means businesses, restaurants, everybody's going to be be booming. So especially those tourist stops, if you know what I'm talking about there on Main Street, that's going to be some serious money coming in, I think. And I looked it up. A flight from Denver to Bishop round trip is $300. You spend more than that if you're driving from LA, for instance. So now from Denver, you can go skiing in Mammoth for the weekend for $300. That's insane. I didn't look into what LA is. I'll look that up and I'll tell you guys next time we talk about it. But the fact is, you're not going to drive to LA for less than $300. You know, it might be right at $300, but if you're including your stop in and out, because you know you are, by the time you're done, you're at $300. You could fly there in an hour and a half to 2 hours and just call it good, you know, and there's going to be taxis and Ubers and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. This is a pretty good thing. I think this is really great for Bishop, and I can't wait to see Bishop grow and the economy go up from there. So if you know anybody that works with United or Advance, tell them that Eastern Sierra Now wants to get some stickers in their brochures and some of those trifolds go in there and stuff, so people know who to trust when they go to their news. info@easternsierranow.com. Send me the information. All right, one last little bit of sports news here we haven't had in a while. So head coach Dominic John of the Bishop Bronco boys soccer team wrote this. They hosted the Desert Scorpions yesterday, and the Broncos took home a win of 9-0. That's huge for a soccer game. The Broncos will be traveling to Cal City on January 11th. And here's the stats. Teb Delgiudice scored 3 goals. Nice job. Garen Pritchard, 2 goals. Iker Gonzalez, 1 goal. Ryan Sandoval, 1 goal. Eddie Solorio, 1 goal. And Hugo Santana, 1 goal with 4 assists. Man, those guys are... That's a good team. That's I can't wait to see the rest of their scores this year. Thank you for that, Dominic. And we look forward to getting more from you and your Bishop Bronco soccer team. So, as usual, I'm hungry. Nothing new about that. And here to make me even hungrier is Coach Ashley McLaughlin.
Coach McLaughlin here, bringing you 2 easy, simple sheet pan dinner recipes that my family just absolutely loves. Sheet pan recipes are perfect for us busy moms on the go, and I mean really any of us who are busy and on the go. And the best part about it all is that you have less dishes to clean up at the end of the night. Am I right? The first dish I'm gonna go over is a chicken bacon ranch dish. Yes, I said bacon. Our ingredients you need for this dish is chicken breast, salt and pepper, ranch seasoning, mozzarella cheese, and bacon. Our first step is we're gonna turn our oven on to 350 degrees so it can preheat while we are setting and cooking up our bacon and everything else. So our next step is we're gonna cook our bacon to our liking, and while the bacon is set aside and cooling off, you're gonna get the rest of the ingredients. You're gonna get your sheet pan out, you're gonna line it with foil, you're gonna put your chicken breast on top of it, and then you're gonna season it with salt and pepper, ranch seasoning, mozzarella cheese, and then you're gonna throw your bacon crumbles on top. I tend to use about 5 to 6 chicken breasts for our family of 5. And then after all those ingredients are on your sheet pan, you are going to then throw it in the oven at 350 degrees for about 45 to 60 minutes, depending on the size of the breast. This dish works perfect with any veggies. My family, we like to use it with broccoli. Our carbohydrate we like to pair it with is a potato or a sweet potato. Sheet pan number 2. Is a dish I like to call fresca chicken. It's kind of similar to the other dish I just explained. You're gonna need chicken breast, salt and pepper, pico de gallo, and mozzarella cheese. First step is to preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Get out your sheet pan, line it with foil, put your chicken breast on top of the sheet pan, salt and pepper it, and then put your pico de gallo on top, mozzarella cheese, throw it in the oven for 45 to 60 minutes. Take it out. You can top it with some fresh cilantro, and this dish goes good with some Hispanic rice, and then pair it with your favorite veggie. We like, and I know this might sound weird, we like to pair it with a green bean, but really any veggie would work. I hope I have made you all very hungry right now. This has been Coach McLaughlin with Eastern Sierra Now.
Damn you, Coach Ashley McLaughlin. Now I have to make one of those for dinner because they sound amazing. If you'd like to hear more from Coach Ashley, head over to EasternSierraNow.com, and we have a health and fitness page. And there you can catch all of her fitness tips, all of her recipes, and everything that she's put out for quite some time. There's quite a bit there, and it's well worth it, including even just little workouts that you might need because you just got done eating that bacon ranch chicken. So head over and check that out, and we will call it good for today. Eastern Sierra Now, we will see you Monday. This has been Jesse Steele. Thank you.